Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Big Press Brandon Lang at 9:40 to give us some winners for the holiday weekend. Three games, of course, tomorrow, including the Redskins against the New York Giants. A turkey of a game, Gakes.
Yes.
4-6 versus 2-8.
Played out joke. By the way, I embrace all of the Thanksgiving Day games. Even the watching the Lions at 12:30. I embrace it. It's a Thanksgiving tradition. I don't have a problem with watching them and the Cowboys every single turkey day.
You embrace everything NFL. You like your London games.
Well, he doesn't like any change. He fears change completely.
I do fear change. That part is true.
You like the London games because you get early fantasy
generally,
results.
Yes,
even though they're all duds.
I get to roll out of bed and there's a game on at 9:30. Right. Why would you complain about that ever?
Right. So we'll talk to Dave Richard coming up at 9. But right now, we'll open up the entertainment page. Highly prepared entertainment page.
It's a very important EP. This is the last EP for like 4 days. So I hope it's good.
I'll do my best.
So we had a death in Hollywood, Cakes. Partridge Family star David Cassidy.
That's right.
Dead at 67.
That dementia, man. It doesn't mess around.
Well, he had just announced, I think it was last year, that he was suffering from dementia. Of course, I think he's had some serious alcohol problems in the past.
I saw a few episodes when I was a kid, but I really wasn't that familiar with the Partridge Family.
I wasn't a big Partridge Family mark, but I definitely watched it.
All I
it
really
wasn't one
remember
of my go-tos.
Is they had a bus.
Definitely had
That's
a,
about all I remember.
A colorful bus.
And maybe a blonde mom.
She was definitely blonde.
Now, is this is David Cassidy? I have no idea. I assume it is. Is this his biggest hit?
I think so.
What's the name of it?
This is a remix.
Oh, I Think I Love You.
It sounds like a remix version of the song.
Can you find a legit David Cassidy? Here's a question for you, Cakes. His brother, dead or alive, Sean Cassidy.
Alive?
I thought he was dead.
Sean Cassidy's butt alive.
I definitely thought he was dead. Sean
100%
Cassidy,
he's alive.
Sean Cassidy, didn't he have a bigger hit than David Cassidy?
Yeah, the Dadu Run Run, big hit.
The Do Run Run Run,
yeah, yeah.
The Do Run
yeah.
Run.
That was a remake, I believe. And I don't believe this to be true. I'm 100% it's true. I bought you that Sean Cassidy album for your birthday as a kid. Vinyl.
Birthday party.
Birthday party for Eric Bickle.
I have a recollection of...
I handed you a silly Sean Cassidy album.
I have a recollection of someone having that album.
Yeah, it was you, and I bought it for you. No, my parents bought it for you. How can I buy it?
Are you sure you didn't buy it for JP?
I don't think so. I think it was for you.
All right. If you say so. Can you play Sean Cassidy?
I think this is.
No, this is David Cassidy.
Correct. Whoa. Sean Cassidy couldn't be more alive.
I know more about Mike Cassidy.
Well, that's true.
Pastry.
Haven't seen him in a few years.
Right. Haven't seen him in a while.
But that's true.
I was supposed to meet up with Horsey and Squirrel and Pastry and all those guys. And those dummies, they wanted to meet at like 4 in the afternoon. No one can meet at that time.
Right.
We tried to push it a little later. They all started bailing because they said it was inconvenient.
Well, they all have kids except for Horsey.
But it really irritated me. When you want to get together with friends...
I mean, kind of like when two guys show up and they want to get together for lunch with
yeah.
you, and then you have to bail last second.
Yeah, I don't
true.
Know who would do that.
No, but this is different. This is you want to get together with friends. We rarely get together anymore.
Right.
And they want to do it just when it's most convenient. It's not about convenient. It's about meeting up with your friends. Right? It's inconvenient for everybody. It really pissed me off.
I mean, generally, you try and find a sweet spot in the schedule. They found their sweet spot.
Oh, annoying. All right. So anyway, David Cassidy passed away. Sad story. 67, had dementia. And apparently, he just went into the hospital with some organ failure. I guess once you get an organ failure, it's pretty much cooked.
You make it sound like it's not a big organ failure. That's pretty important.
Well, I don't know how that happens, but
I think your body just starts shutting down. You're cooked.
Yeah.
By the way, dementia also took Malcolm Young from AC/DC over the weekend. I don't think we touched on that. And that's a pretty big loss, too.
I know AC/DC. I didn't know what did he play.
He was the rhythm guitarist.
He was.
One of the founding members.
And he was in the band throughout?
He had been in the band up until he got sick in recent years with dementia.
Right.
And finally got him over the weekend.
Is it AC/DC that kicked out the lead singer, too?
Yes.
Right.
They said, "You're finished, Brian Johnson. Out of here."
Because of his hearing issues?
They claimed it was hearing issues, but I think on his side, he just was forced out of the band.
Right. Right. There's another sex scandal out there, Cakes, this time. Whew. This 23, she's a cheerleading coach. She's been arrested over claims she had sex with a 17-year-old student. Cute girl,
man. Let me see the pic. Ship it.
These boys are high-fiving themselves.
Of course they are.
Why are they ratting each other out? That's a conquest.
Because if you do that, if you have sex with her, I think you have to brag.
Yeah,
right?
You can't just keep that one to yourself. And you're
so
17.
She's 23.
You're
and
17.
It's not even that many years apart.
Yeah, but I mean, she's like.
That's
an authority figure.
Let me tell you something. Of course it's wrong. But that's the thing. You can't hire young teachers like that
in
high school.
If that was me in those shoes, I would have told somebody within 5 milliseconds. I would have told everybody I know. I would have driven to everybody's, because this is back in the day, you know, like when I was 17, didn't have cell phones. Right. I would have driven to everybody's house.
But 17 and 23. I mean, it's conceivable. I know I didn't have this type of game, but I started college, I was 17, and there were definitely 23-year-old girls in college.
Yeah, but you weren't grasping at them.
I mean, I wasn't pulling 17-year-olds or 18-year-olds.
No, it's wrong. It's sick. There's everything that's bad about it, of course.
If I banged her when I was 17, I would have taken out, I would have felt in my account. And I would have taken out a full-page ad in the Washington Post to tell everybody.
Would you put that as like your status on Facebook?
Of course I would.
Yeah.
I'm a shallow person. Of course I would do
that. The Cakes would try to hold hands with her in the hallway.
100%. I would instantly fall in love, and I would just ball up her spot immediately.
Yeah. Didn't you give a note to Mrs. Hafer back in the day?
I did, yes.
Cakes wrote a love letter.
I wrote a love letter to my second grade teacher. She was smoking hot.
What was in it?
Was she?
I can't remember.
I need to find that old yearbook.
I mean, for a seven-year-old kid,
I know
we all thought.
All those teachers were ugly, so she was
by comparison.
One. Yeah, they were
but
all
if we
old.
Actually objectively looked at her picture right now.
I'm going to hang out with these two smoking hotties.
All right.
You guys just weren't a Casanova like me back in elementary school. It's not my fault.
You know what's sick? Is that woman now is probably in her 70s.
Has to be.
What was the result of the note?
Nothing. I mean, I think she told my parents about it as a goof, but I mean, it's all she wasn't upset with your boy.
I'm sure gets she horny was, in second grade?
She's probably flattered. Probably flattered that I sent her a silly love note.
Valdez, are you into this? This is obviously a Valdez story. A never-before-seen photo of late rapper Tupac Shakur's junk is going up for auction.
That's your lead bidder right over there.
Bidding's going to start at $15,000.
15 grand. That's too pricey.
How do they confirm it?
They say the photograph of Tupac was taken in 1990 at a house party, and his ex-girlfriend apparently took the shot. Tupac would apparently,
will
on
you
occasion,
receive a certificate of authenticity.
Yeah, you need something.
Tupac would apparently, on occasion, drop his pants when least expected and catch his friends by surprise, according to his girlfriend. On this particular night, when my camera was about to go off taking a group shot, he did it again. I told him I was going to zoom in if he didn't move fast, but he just grinned and didn't move.
Right.
Boom, got the shot.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground.
Tupac Shaker.
So great.
Why would you spend 15 grand on that, though?
I could see you doing it.
Well, I mean, can't you? I mean, you can imagine what it is, right?
Yeah, but it's exclusive.
You think that it won't leak out at some point?
I think that the dong thing has passed because we saw the Holy Grail. We saw tigers.
Yes, true.
And I think it's all like everyone paid. Like we saw tigers. Now, Tiger pulled off the impossible. He got it yanked off the internet. Although I think grab screen grabs.
Oh, yeah. I screenshotted that in 5 seconds.
Come on. You think he's some sort of
rookie text it to you. Here, I'll text it to you right now, and we can reminisce.
I'd rather text me the skier chick he was tagging.
What Lindsay?
Yeah, Lindsay. Did you screen grab those or just his dog?
No. I just Tiger.
You dummy. Skiing with me? What are you doing?
Boys wanna go. I only care about Tiger. Skiing with me?
Tiger, by the way. T-minus 8 days, I believe, right? Is the Hero World Challenge, is it on Thursday?
Thursday.
It's on Thursday. We're 8 days away.
Whoopie-doo.
It's a big deal.
Whoopie-doo.
Ricky Fowler said he was blowing it by him on the range.
I know. I threw out the softballs to get you guys all riled up.
Apparently, I heard that we can't have our party that we were planning because we didn't go through the proper channels. Is that right?
No. We were just reminded to go through the proper channels, but they know about it.
All right. It's still in the...
I haven't heard an update.
Yeah.
Certainly doesn't sound imminent.
Yeah, it doesn't sound imminent. I mean, it's like next week.
I don't think it's high on the priority list for...
Probably not. It's not high on my priority
for anybody
list.
Involved.
I can guarantee you that.
I want to have a Tiger.
Here's what's viewing party. Here's what's high
when
on my...
attached to an appearance fee.
Absolutely. True. Here's what's high on my priority list for next week.
Yeah.
MGM National Harbor, Potomac Poker Open Series, boys playing in two events, including the main event. That is priority
now,
one.
Now, when is that? That's next week?
Next Tuesday, I'm playing in the 100K guarantee.
Right.
Next Friday, December 1st, I'm playing the 500K guarantee.
When do they shuffle up
main
and deal?
Main event!
What time do they shuffle up and deal?
I believe it's 11 a.m.
Oh, so
days.
You just race right over there. It's perfect.
It's perfect. It couldn't work out
He's
any
been
more
angling
perfectly.
For months now to be kind of the unofficial poker room ambassador.
I have.
It's starting to pay dividends.
It's paying some dividends.
Because I know for a fact you're not paying your buy-in.
I can neither confirm nor deny what you just mentioned.
I can confirm.
Maybe
really good
can.
Poker face you have over there.
You're the worst poker face ever.
Hold on.
His case spoke.
I can neither confirm nor deny what Eric Bickle just said.
You're so stupid. I just know how cheap you are.
You
and finally,
how savvy
last,
I am.
Last but not least, apparently CBS This Morning is begging Oprah, of all people, to fill in for Charlie Rose after he's been fired from CBS.
I'm sure that
would
be expensive to get Oprah to fill in.
Well, but it's the show with Gail. She'll be doing it with her friend, right?
You think
she'll
that's
do
what
it
they
for
want
free?
To do?
Well, I mean, Charlie Rose did it with Gail King.
By the way, they fired Charlie Rose with the quickness. They were not messing around.
Took one day.
They said, you're finished.
The guy's walking around with pulling his pants down in front of his producers.
You just can't have that.
I mean, it's beyond the pale. I mean, how could you do that?
I mean, you guys are calling me horny for writing Miss Hay for a love letter.
Right.
I've got nothing on Chuck Rose.
No, Charlie Rose. Chuck Rose is horny.
He likes to get it in.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, I know you get horny for this, Fantasy Football Talk with Dave Richards, CBS Sports. You have a lineup question, you can get in now at 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.